Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Suspend. Remember to join me at the end of the podcast for a few grammar notes. Now for those of you with a smartphone, a tablet or an iPad, remember my app is available for Android and for iPhone. So let's get started. Suspend. In an effort to get my children away from computers and the television, we play games. Mostly we play cards, but we also have a cupboard full of games of different kinds. One of them is called Suspend. It requires calculation and a sense of balance. The main point of the game is to hang as many coloured plastic sticks as you can from a metal hook, without any of them falling. This sounds easy, but it's not. The sticks are long and wavy. Each stick has to go in a different place. So the places you can hang your stick become more and more limited. The metal hook is at the end of a long, straight metal stick that has a wide wooden base and two stabilizers. There's also a spinner, which is an arrow that spins around on a card that has choices. Each person must spin the spinner to see which choice it lands on. For example, it might land on red 2, which means that you have to suspend two red sticks somewhere. It might also land on minus 2, which means that you have to remove two sticks. The winner is the person who manages to hang all of his sticks first. Of course, any game that involves the risk of a lot of things falling is fun. There are similar games that use blocks, such as the game Jenga. You start with a tower of blocks that is 3 blocks wide. Each person has to remove a block without the tower falling down. The bigger the tower, the more fun it is, because there is a bigger risk of a bigger crash. In any of these games, you can add to the excitement by placing bets of chocolates, candies, or even shells. You can also play the game in a different language, or take note of any mathematics that is involved. Okay, here we are. We have the grammar notes. Number one, in an effort to. I started the podcast by saying, in an effort to get my children away from computers. It's like saying, trying to, or in order to. It adds a little bit of variety to say, in an effort to. A. In an effort to organise her classroom, Mrs. Brown bought 10 plastic containers and labelled them. In an effort to organise her classroom, Mrs. Brown bought 10 plastic containers and labelled them. B. In an effort to put the fire out, the local government asked all the residents to turn on their irrigation systems. In an effort to put the fire out, the local government asked all the residents to turn on their irrigation systems. Number two, using more and more. in a similar way to number one, in an effort to. Number two, more and more, simply adds more variety to your speech. If you can mix things up a bit, start your sentences with some different phrases. More and more is very simple, very easy to use. A. I don't think he likes his job. His attitude is becoming more and more negative. I don't think he likes his job. His attitude is becoming more and more negative. B. We need to employ more workers because our farms are producing more and more vegetables. We need to employ more workers because our farms are producing more and more vegetables. And number three, the verb to land. Well, we know that to land is something that an airplane does. When you arrive in a plane, we say the plane is landing or the plane has landed. It has touched the land or the ground. It's also to arrive at a geographical spot by other means. But we use to land a lot when playing games, especially if you have a figure or a piece that has to travel along a board. A. I won Monopoly last night. I kept on landing on the best streets, so I bought them all. I won Monopoly last night. I kept on landing on the best streets, so I bought them all. B. Spin the spinner and see where it lands. Spin the spinner and see where it lands. Now, just a quick note here. The spinner often has an arrow, and the arrow will stop and it will point to a choice that you have to take. But we can still use the verb to land. The spinner lands on a certain square or a certain choice. Land is really one of the main verbs that we use in these kinds of games. And C. In the game Snakes and Ladders, if you land on a snake, you have to slip down it and go back several spaces. However, if you land on a ladder, you can climb up it and go forward several spaces. In the game Snakes and Ladders, if you land on a snake, you have to slip down it and go back several spaces. However, if you land on a ladder, you can climb up it and go forward several spaces. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Remember that I'm eager to hear any emails from you if you just write to acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Let me know your comments or questions. If you have a problem with English, I would love to hear about it and I will answer your email. And as always, all of you are invited to join my Facebook page called Anna from A Cup of English. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.